Welcome, everybody, to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. This program is live on the air right now. We're here to talk about the Word of God and how it can help you experience true life and freedom in Christ Jesus. Call right now, 1-800-677-9377, and let's talk about how the Basic Gospel intersects with your daily life. That's 1-800-677-9377. Don't wait. Call right now. 1-800-677-9377. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Paul wrote this, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." That's what we're talking about this month. But how do we experience that freedom in Christ? This particular verse is the context is in the contrast between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And Paul said this, that we have been, that he has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So how are we going to experience freedom? Well, it can't be over in that Old Covenant. That's condemnation. That's death. That's judgment. There's no freedom there. It has to be over in this new covenant that Jesus Christ ushered in through his death on the cross. And that's where we as believers are to live, in the new covenant. And when we do, freedom is our experience. So let's talk about that today. If you're struggling in your Christian life, if you're having a time of trying to make it work, trying to figure out how to make it work, maybe it's because you're stuck over there in the old and it's time to let go of that and grab hold of this new covenant that that you have in Christ Jesus, because in that new covenant, there is freedom. Well, 1-800-677-9377 is the number. 1-800-677-9377. Want to remind our listeners of our offer this particular month. You know, Basic Gospel is listener supported. We rely on friends just like you to contribute to this outreach each and every month. But when you do, we always want to say thank you. And our thank you gift this month is a wonderful resource called Gateway to Grace. It is six CDs. Richard, you share on that. I share on that. It really lays out the foundation for this freedom that we can experience in Christ. And we have a study guide that goes along with it, just chock full of scriptures. None of our commentary, just passage after passage after passage that lays out the logic of this gospel message. A wonderful, wonderful resource. We want to put that in your hands, and we will do so just as our way of saying thanks for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month.
And all you need to do to get yours is to go online to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, or you can call 1-800-727-2828. That's 800-727-2828 for yours. Gateway to Gospel. Gospel yours this month for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Well, again, plenty of open lines. If you'd like to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel, get on right now. We'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, from Michelle, who writes to us from Escondido, California, says, "A neighbor and fellow brother, as far as I know," she says, "who has gone to our church, lost his wife a year and a half ago. The past 6 months or so, he rekindled a relationship with an old girlfriend and has now moved her and her children in with him. We also Bible study together, and we told them that we didn't agree with their decision and why. Now the church elders have found out and asked him to step down from ushering, also not to attend until they marry or move out from each other. They use 1 Corinthians 5 as their reasoning. She says, I'm torn with the church's decision, but maybe it's for their good. Do we continue with them in Bible study? I think yes, but would greatly appreciate your perspective."
Well, interesting question, and certainly a person needs to be led by the Lord. That particular brother in Christ needs some encouragement, needs some truth, needs some people who will stand with him as he works through this situation. And brothers and sisters in Christ need to be the ones that do that. So often we are very quick to walk away from people who are in trouble or who need, you know, the fellowship of the body of Christ. So I would encourage you to continue to hang with them, to love them, encourage them, but to encourage them in truth. You don't want to, you know, say, hey, this is okay what you're doing, because he's missing the mark of love. I mean, here is this woman and a child and probably in a vulnerable condition, and he's bringing them in, and that seems to be a good thing for him and for her. But if that's not handled correctly, that could leave some really huge emotional scars in her life and her kids' lives. And he needs to be aware of that. That's why God says to marry. I mean, if you're going to live together, there's no commitment in that. There's no stick-to-itiveness with that. That's just saying, hey, we're going to try it out, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And if it doesn't, that's when the pain really comes
sure,
in.
Absolutely.
So just do what the Lord says. I mean, I don't know why we're so reluctant to carry out what the Lord has put in place for our well-being, for our happiness, for our benefit. I mean, God doesn't say these things to mess us up, to keep us from experiencing, you know, good things in life. He lays down these things for our benefit. If we really trust that he loves us, that he cares for us, that he's concerned with us, I mean, it's a very simple thing of saying, since you love me, Lord, and you tell me to do this, that's what I want to do. And when we do, we find out that's for the benefit of everyone. It just makes things better all the way around.
Absolutely. Well, Michelle, hope you're listening. Hope this has been a help to you. If you have something you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear from you on Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis. That phone line is wide open right now, 1-800-677-9377. That's the reason we're on the air live every day, to address your questions and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution of the person of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to discuss his life in you, why, we'd like to discuss it with you. Give us a call, 1-800-677-9377. Bob and Richard from Taylor, from Lexington, Kentucky, says, you talk about the resurrected life, and I think I understand it to some degree. It would be helpful to me, however, if you would talk more about the specifics of the practical forms the resurrected life should take. In other words, how to specifically employ the fruits of the Spirit, and so forth. I want to know more specifically how we should relate to God and others in this resurrected life. In other words, define resurrected life for me. Thanks for your help. That's from Taylor.
Okay. That's a great question.
Yeah,
I think that's the first time I've ever heard that question posed that particular way. What is resurrection life? Well, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead physically. It took the power of God to make that happen. And so in that we see a power over death. God has power over death. And we living in this body, this body is subject to death. It's headed in that direction, isn't it, Richard?
Oh, yes.
I mean, all of us are going to die. We're going to end up in a casket one day, unless the Lord returns mm-hmm. before that time.
And even then, the body's going to go away.
That's right. So. That's exactly right. And so for good things to come out of this body, for powerful God-given things to come out of this body, it takes resurrection power to make that happen. And that's what we have living inside of us once we've come to Christ by faith. Jesus Christ has sent his Spirit to take up residence. And the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is now living in us. And we tap into that power. We connect to the Spirit of God by faith. This life that we live, it's a life of faith. It's a life of dependence. It's a life of walking and remaining and abiding in Jesus Christ himself. And as we do, we see the fruit of Jesus's resurrected life being lived out in us. So it's not something that we muster up. It's not something that we conjure up. It's the result of walking by faith in the resurrected one. Jesus Christ was raised. He made us alive. He raised us to walk in the newness of life. How do we do that? By faith. And faith is the most difficult thing for us humans to do that we'll ever be tasked to do. It's unfamiliar to us. Faith is just foreign. Why? Because it comes from God. And for us to learn to walk in dependence upon Jesus Christ, it takes a total renewing of the mind, a rethinking of life altogether. But as we become more and more familiar with this life of faith, we're going to see more and more the evidence of Christ's resurrected life being lived in and through us.
Absolutely. Well, again, this is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. want you to know that, you know, here at Basic Gospel, we really like social media. We hope you will, too. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. Again, that's Basic Gospel at Basic Gospel RDO.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Arlington, Virginia, and talk with Jason listening to us on WAVA. Hi, Jason.
Hey, thanks so much for what you guys are doing. I'm a first-time listener. I just wanted to call and comment. You know, we also have the freedom in Christ to say no, and I think the writer to the Corinthians clarifies when he says not to make our brother stumble. So I just wanted to add that to the conversation.
Well, I appreciate that, Jason, and you're exactly right. There's a freedom from things, you know, freedom from the power of sin, the punishment of sin, the penalty of sin. But there's also this freedom to say yes to Jesus Christ. And that's sometimes what we don't talk about. We have the freedom to say no to sin and yes to Jesus, a freedom to say no to the things of this world and yes to God's desires that are being put into our hearts through His Spirit. And that's where we experience the true rewards of this life of freedom that we have in Christ. So, Jason, thanks for commenting on that. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, thanks for what you guys are doing. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Jason. Let me put you on hold, and as a first-time caller, we'll just send you a gift just to say thank you, okay?
All right.
Help spread the word about the program. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. We're glad to be in the Washington area on WAVA and, of course, in New York on WMCA and Louisville on WFIA. And in Denver on KRKS.
Yes, indeed.
We are very, very glad to be in your areas, and we hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to be a part of this program because we're on the air every day live so that you can participate. 1-800-677-9377. That's the number. We've got time on the clock, and we want to hear from you. Guys from Val, who listens in Union, New Jersey on WMCA, question, Scripture says pastors are to be with one wife. What should a church member do when their pastor gets a divorce? This one divorces his wife of more than 20 years. They have teenage children, and there is some talk of adultery as the cause. Pastors like this remain on as head pastors. They remove all remembrances of their wives, deleting their pictures out of church bulletins and church websites, and then go on with business as usual. I would also like to say that I left that church before the divorce, and primarily because this particular pastor was not teaching the word, and I did not hear Jesus' voice nor feel his presence in this church. But I am concerned about others I know who still continue to go there. That's from Val in Union, New Jersey.
Well, that's the biggest issue that she raises just there at the end, Richard, the fact that the word of God wasn't being fully preached or proclaimed. The gospel message wasn't being fully proclaimed at that particular church. That probably is one of the reasons that the divorce or the adultery situation was handled in the way that it was.
Yeah, if you're not concerned with what the Bible's teaching, why bother?
That's exactly right. I mean, folks, we've got to realize that we were trapped by sin. I mean, we were under its control. It dominated us. As Paul wrote in Romans 6, that sin was our master when we were lost. That's what we've been rescued from. We've been rescued from that power so that we could live in the newness of life, so that we can tap into resurrection power and be able to say no to sin, be able to live a brand new life in Christ Jesus. And so when we just look at sin in such a cavalier way, we're really missing, gosh, the overwhelming, amazing grace of God that saved us. And so in a situation like this, I think it's important for a church body to dig into what's going on. There may be reasons for it. And, you know, you just don't want to judge the sin and just boot somebody out as if you're a court of law and this is the punishment and that sort of thing. You want to act toward a brother in love. And that's what Galatians said. You want to talk to them so that you can restore them. You want to bring them to a point of seeing where they are, seeing the fact that they're trapped, so that they could by faith be set free by the truth. And I think the body of Christ can be, you know, a wonderful instrument in those particular situations. So, you know, we don't just look at it and boot somebody out. That's what the world does. You look at it, you see it for what it is, and you love them in the midst of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's important.
Time on the clock. Open lines, 1-800-677-9377. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer.
Well, thanks. We're going to go to Elizabeth, New Jersey. Talk to Carl listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Carl.
Oh, greetings in the name of our crucified and risen Lord.
Well, hey, Carl. Look, how can we help you today?
Yeah, I've been worried about something. It had been a flash once. What it appears will happen in this world soon, before the coming of the Antichrist, we'll have a president who assumes dictatorial powers and gets more involved in the UN, which is a one-world government which will be run by the Antichrist. I hope it's going to be Obama or some other president.
Yeah. Well, Carl, that's not really what this broadcast is all about. I certainly appreciate your call, but that's not really what we're all about necessarily, to try to make statements about the current political situation that we're in or what it's going to look like in the future. What we hope to do is help people experience a life of freedom in Christ Jesus. We want to help people really learn how to walk by faith in the risen Christ. That's what people need on an individual basis. We all have trials and tribulations that we go through in life, and we're not sure how to trust the Lord. And we need some help. We need some encouragement. And the Word of God has answers for that. And the Word of God has a destination for each and every one of us, and that is freedom in Christ. So that's what this program is all about. And so sometimes when we get questions like that, it's just a great opportunity for us to restate our purpose.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, the good news is this: Jesus Christ is alive. That is basic gospel. That was front and center of every single message the apostles gave. You know, as you go through the book of Acts, it's always about this Jesus whom you crucified, God raised back to life. God raised him back to life, just time and time and time again. Why? Because the resurrection is central to everything as far as we believers are concerned. Without the resurrection, we have no faith. Without the resurrection, we have no new life in Christ. Without the resurrection, we're still in bondage. That's just the reality. And so our purpose as a program is to communicate that good news and to try to connect the dots to show how this gospel message truly intersects with day-to-day living.
Yeah.
That's why we're on the air, and that's what we're here to do, to help you listeners try to connect those dots. That's why we want you to call, be a part of the program. 1-800-677-9377 is the number. We have a couple of minutes. We would love to hear from our listeners in New York and Louisville and Washington, D.C. and Denver and whoever else is listening. So come be a part of today's broadcast, 1-800-677-9377.
And if you can't get to the phone during the time we're on the air live, we encourage you to drop us an email if you have a question. We'll be glad to address it on a later edition of Basic Gospel. Just go to basicgospel.net. You'll find the email link right there. Guys, a question from Joe, and I think this is a very interesting question as well. He writes from Windsor, Ontario. Says, I've been listening to you guys for some time now and will say that your program is the first time I've heard someone tell me that I don't have to keep short accounts with God and ask forgiveness. This was a relief for me to hear. I had a hard time enough keeping short accounts, and let alone being accurate 100% of the time. This spiritual mindset has made a true legalist. However, I do need clarification on the intent of Christ's words in the Lord's Prayer. Based on the fact that we are forgiven once and for all, what did he mean when he said, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors?
Well, he went on to explain that if we forgive our brothers who have something against us, then our Father in heaven will forgive us. But if we don't, our Father in heaven will not forgive us. Now, there's something that's changed, and that was the cross of Jesus Christ. And in later writings with the Apostle Paul, he encourages us to forgive as God in Christ has, past tense, forgiven us. So there's a change there. And why there's a change is because Jesus came and completed his work on the cross. I think that prayer, it's a wonderful prayer. It was a model prayer. It was something to help the disciples learn how to pray. But most of the things in that prayer have already been fulfilled, have already been answered. Lord, forgive us our sins. Well, Jesus answered with his death on the cross, and now through faith in him, we've received that forgiveness. That prayer's been answered in my life. It's been answered in your life, and that is a marvelous thing. And I think we really need to recognize that. It says, thy kingdom come. Well, the kingdom's here. Jesus Christ is ruling through his body of believers. It's invisible to the world. The world doesn't take notice of it, but God's kingdom is here, and we're a part of it, those of us who know Christ personally. And that's exciting, and there's going to be a day in the future when Jesus Christ returns, and his kingdom will be made visible, and everything else will fall in line at that particular point. So a lot of these things that Jesus prayed in the Lord's Prayer have already been answered. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, we're thinking about food. We're thinking about getting our bellies full. But Jesus Christ is the bread of life. And when we come to him by faith, we don't hunger anymore. We don't thirst anymore. We've been satisfied. So if you're a believer, that prayer's already been answered on your behalf by the work of Jesus Christ. And I think we need to recognize it. But it's a great question.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go to the Bronx, New York, and talk to Elena. How are you doing today?
Thank God, much better. And like I said, I just wanted to thank you all for this, the gospel message that I got the tape. When I called and couldn't get through, but you did leave a message, and I got it in the mail. And I have been listening to it, and it has really been strengthening me. And you know, because I wanted to get back on the path and take Jesus Christ, because I had been born again but slipped away. And I'm trying to, and this has been so helpful in keeping me, increasing my faith and holding and trusting Jesus.
Well, Elena, that is just wonderful news. And we're so glad that we could put that resource into your hands. That's why we produce these resources, so that they can benefit people and help you know, folks kind of get a fresh new look at what the Word of God is saying. And I think that's what I hear you saying, right?
Yes. Yeah. And in an easier, simpler, better way to understand than how it was all, like you said, God will ever forgive me again, or can I? This has made it just so, yes, I'm his child. God has died and raised for me, us. And to really get back into the Word and listening to you every day, really strengthening me and bringing my faith back.
Oh, gosh,
I've been
that
through
is just
so much that if I start to tell you, I couldn't tell you. My whole life fell apart. Nothing was going right. I about was like I'm giving up, felt hopeless, worthless, everything that was left. But I started listening to this, and you know, and every day I try to get it. And when the tape, the basic gospel.
Right.
And I started listening to it, and it really made it easier for me to say, God loves me. He's not punishing me.
Well, and that's the good news, isn't it? And
yes,
when we understand that, we realize that Jesus can put our lives back together. Well, Elena, you have just made our day today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Let me put you on hold. We're about to go off the air. Let me put you on hold, and we'll speak to you further, okay? You hang
on.
Okay.
Yeah. And, friends, it's your support that keeps Basic Gospel on the air, doing just exactly what you heard Elena describe, making a difference in people's lives. We want to express our appreciation for your generous gift to help us keep going. And our product is called Gateway to Grace. It's 6 messages with a study guide rich in biblical content to help you shed the phony religious stuff and open the door so you too can experience the reality of God's love and grace. For a gift of any amount this month to Basic Gospel, we will send you this excellent resource. To order, simply go online to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can call 1-800-727-2828. Again, it's Gateway to Grace, yours for a gift of any amount. Now for Bob and Richard and the staff, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel.